Unit 2, Lesson A, Exercises 6 and 9. 1.
I'm not particularly into jewellery, but this particular ring means a lot to me because it used to belong to my grandmother. I inherited it last year when she died. I wear it all the time, and I'd be devastated if I lost it. It didn't cost a fortune. It doesn't contain a precious stone, like a diamond or emerald, but it's worth a lot to me, personally. Things are always worth more if they once belong to somebody special. Of course, I'd like a diamond ring, too, one day, if I won the lottery.
2.
Can you believe I slept with it under my pillow last night? That's how much I love my new gadget. Some people say that smartphones are overpriced, but my opinion is you get what you pay for. I've wanted this one ever since I read about it a year ago, but I've only just been able to afford it. I wouldn't buy anything unless I had enough money to pay for it. I'd never use a credit card because I hate the idea of being in debt. So I decided to economize in other ways, and I finally had enough money to buy it last weekend. I think people always value things more if they've had to wait for them.
3.
People who come to my apartment often comment on a particular painting. It's hanging in the living room, above the sofa. To be honest, I think a lot of people dislike it, probably because it's modern. People are like that. They prefer safe, old-fashioned styles. Personally, I think it's wonderful, really powerful. I bought it in New York at an exhibition in 2004 for $20,000. I had to haggle to get it for that price, to be honest. It's probably doubled in value since then. If I sold it now, I'd make a big profit, but I'd never sell it. It's part of my identity. Things are always more valuable when they reflect your personality.
4.
I've had this little china doll since I was 4 years old, so it's no surprise that it means a lot to me. Things that you've had for a long time are always precious. My parents weren't well off. My dad earned just enough to support the family, but there was no spare money, so I didn't have a lot of toys. Of course, I don't play with it now. It just sits on a table in my bedroom. But it makes me feel secure, and it brings back happy memories from when I was much younger. If there was a fire at my home, it's the first thing that I'd save.
5.
In financial terms, all of these photographs are worthless, of course, but I could never replace them. That's why they're so valuable to me personally. Isn't that true for everyone? I think it is. I mean, how could you get really attached to something that you could buy in a shop? These are my memories, and they go back about 10 years. All my friends are here, my holidays, special occasions. Memories are priceless. I don't look at them very often, but I definitely say they're worth more to me than anything else I own. If I had more time, I'd look at them more, I'm sure.